Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. When we really come home to ourselves, we're really connecting with the one self, oneness with all of us, right? And when you really drop into that, the only feeling that's possible is love, right? When you're in that place, you only have love. And then you only want to give people the opportunity to also do that. And you want to let go of all of those old emotional agreements. Think about how much expansion you can bring into your life if you were right now to set down that emotional agreement that the only way for love to come into you is for you to use this particular one fractal, one point of light on the spectrum of who you are, because that's so constricted. That's so not abundant, right? But if you were to say, here I am, right? I think it would be so fun if we as moms together, maybe we want to grow a business. Maybe we want to also talk about how much we wake up and do our little morning prayer practice. And then we get to it and we remind ourselves of what we also need. And oh my gosh, it's like, there's so much more of you. You're all of a sudden, you're going to immediately feel abundant because you're going to feel authentic. You're going to feel like yourself. You're going to feel congruent. You're going to feel bigger. Your energy will expand, right? And then, oh my gosh, maybe all those women who secretly have a secret that there's a part of them that they feel that they can only show because the other parts of them are not welcome. Like, what is that? How many people show up at Christmas and they're like, well, I'm only going to tell them, you know, how well I did at work this last quarter. Because if I let them know I broke up with my boyfriend, or I let them know that I'm actually secretly like not being kind to myself and I'm not really eating well because I'm having like an eating issue because I'm so hard, I could never tell them that. So it's like, The amount of shame that you can set down for everybody by you being a stand for it. See, we can only be a match for what we actually are. When it comes to manifesting stuff, by the way, God only already made everything. So you don't have to manifest it because it's here. You just have to allow it, right? He does it all. It's all done. It's all done. Every possibility is here right now. Right now, the people are there you're meant to serve. The money is there you want to call in. It already exists. It's swimming around you like electricity wired around your house. It's right here. We have to just allow this in. And we, each one of us, right, has to set down the way in which we're only showing up. You have to be a full match for it because it is only that. So if you want to be able to think of the woman you want to call forward, think of her. How do you want to call her forward? How do you want her to be her full tilt boogie? Like, this is who I am with her glow coming through her face, right? Then you have to be a stand for that. See, you got to walk first. And then you don't even have to say that much. It just is because you are it, right? And so when we want to quote unquote manifest something, it's not in how what you want. You don't say, well, I want this. It's what you are. What you are is what you get back. So if you are it and you wake up tomorrow or later today and you start posting from that resonance of here I am, you are going to break through so many little layers that seem like a little bit nebulous, but they're big. You're going to break through that for yourself. You're going to have so much more energy. And then you're going to call forward the women who are like, I feel this. That's the energy I need. And I want to be in transmission with that every single day. It's amazing how there are so many ways that we vote for scarcity. And then we wonder why we don't have the abundance we want in the people and the creativity and the money and all this stuff. And it's like, well, we're saying with our actions, see how we do one little thing, it shows up everywhere else. So it's like, well, I have to be limited in who I am. But of course, there's going to be abundance pouring in. Or why isn't it? It's like, well, because I'm not allowing this. It's a yes and. It gets to be a yes and. There is no reason that you have to choose.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.